Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. Well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 5th day of October, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on here and mix it up with me today. It is currently 58 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 65 degrees today for the Klamath Basins. And it's cooling on down, about like you expect, and there's supposed to be a little drizzling rain tonight, I guess, or the next day, and the next day, some kind of shit. We'll see. They told me the sun was shining. I got to look outside to look. Yeah, they don't know what the hell they're talking about. They don't own windows. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. A.G. Merrick Garland instructs FBI to mobilize against parents who oppose critical race theory, COVID mandates in public schools. I mean, there should have been, you guys know what a comma's for? Do you fucking know what a comma's for? You know, people always talk, you know, we were talking the other day about goddamn grammar. Do you know what a fucking comma's for? This is why this country's in such a shithole, because it's got a shit fucking language and nobody knows the goddamn rules. So up means down, down means up. They can fucking use any kind of subject matter they want except for that fucking Bill of Rights. Those son of a bitches knew grammar. This is from Great Gateway Pundit, and we'll get right into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty, A.G. Merrick Garland instructs FBI to mobilize against parents who oppose critical race theory and COVID mandates in public schools. Not a fucking comma, okay? And this is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Biden regime is targeting political opponents and using the might of the federal government to abolish the First Amendment by classifying dissents as domestic terrorists. You can't fucking abolish the First Amendment. You can't abolish shit. You can come and try and fucking force it, and you're going to get your ass fucking shot off. You're not taking nothing away from us. Get that through your fucking head. Before it's a bullet that goes through your fucking head. See, this is part of that declaration of war from the ACLU on the fucking people and our Bill of Rights, our fucking law. We're just going to take that, abolish that First Amendment, are you? That fucking king, he was going to come get the guns. He was going to abolish the people's fucking individual liberties and freedoms too, wasn't he? Get your fucking ass on it. Quit threatening us. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland has instructed the FBI to mobilize against parents who oppose critical race theory and COVID mandates. Oh, you got the and in there that time. And COVID mandates, citing threats. Fuck you. You son of a bitches. See, the whole idea was they were going to work for us and they were going to be our bitches, remember? I mean, that you read the fucking Federalist Papers and they tell you, oh, how they're just our servants. And now they're fucking, I mean, you don't threaten us, boy. We'll send the policing force that cannot exist. The government was never to have no goddamn policing force over the people. We are the fucking highest. We are the sovereigns of this fucking country, man. We hold the whole highest jurisdictional authority. Period. We tell these fuckers don't do it. We tell them, we say, you're fucking fired. But they've reformed these fucking unions. You know, fuck those unions. How about this union? You're fucking fired. Get the fuck out of this fucking country. And to see again, I'm going to tell you guys again, there are oversight fucking committees for every one of these licensed motherfuckers. And the heads of those oversight committees are the ones that are licensing this goddamn violations of the law. They are licensing fucking violations of the fucking law, and they're knowingly doing so. They put on their fiduciary hat and hand a license to a fucking, union here, and then their fucking people go out there and start fucking teaching little boys to suck little boys' dicks. The people come up and go, we're not putting up with this shit. Shut the fuck up. You're not a corporation. You're not a union. Well, that union has to have a fucking license issued by the fiduciary. Hey, fiduciary motherfucker, you're committing high treason against we the fucking people, and we will string your fucking ass up for it. You declare war on our goddamn Bill of Rights. Send your fucking best and get it going. Merrick Garland's letter to the FBI follows the National School Board Association. All these fucking associations. This shit was never to exist, people. This was a fucking republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. That's what we were sold on. And us, this association or this caucus or all these goddamn fucking cliques and these goddamn collectives. Cliques and collectives, that's who's running this corporate welfare fucking state right now. And they're all fucking corporate, and they're all taking fucking corporate welfare. This is just another transfer. This is to put your ass in your goddamn place and let you know that the goddamn, the elitists, the lords, and the fucking, duchess and, dukes, I mean, you bow, man. Get down on your goddamn knees when they walk by. Because they fucking have the power. You don't have shit. You don't have nothing, you motherfuckers. Go get your motherfuckers that'll die for you. Who's gonna die to back your fucking treason, you cocksuckers? You are in violation of our fucking law. We have the right to fucking hang your ass. And you fucking know it. Because what you're doing is with malice and forethought. This isn't a corporate fucking nation. This is a goddamn nation where we're guaranteed a Republican form of government, and where we're guaranteed our rights is absolute and fucking untouchable. And there's nowhere in that goddamn fucking Bill of Rights that it says unless there's an emergency. So I'll shove that right up your goddamn corporate ass too. Your corporation, your fucking private policy you're trying to enforce is public law, might say, well, if there's an emergency, we can just do any goddamn thing we want. Well, if there's an emergency, I guess we can do any goddamn thing we want too to enforce our fucking law, because our law is going to stay. You're going to fucking go. Threats against public servants. I love that. Threats against, you're a public servant. I'm fucking telling you, you're not going to teach fucking dick sucking and goddamn critical race theory to the fucking children. We're the fucking boss here. You're the servant? The servant that's going to call in the guy, that's going to help them create the national Stasi to come across this fucking country and enforce your fucking will upon us? You think so? Man, people are just talking right now. You better fucking start listening, you stupid pricks. Threats against public servants are not illegal, they run counter to our nation's core. No, they don't. When the fucking goddamn British came in and started fucking taxing the fucking people, taking their fucking shit, putting them in the fucking admiralty course, the people fucking, they hung them. They fucking tarred and feathered their fucking asses and ran them out of town on a rail. Don't tell me this. That's what the core of this nation. At the core of this nation is some violent motherfuckers. That's why we're free. And this is our fucking heritage, to be fucking violent with fucking government, non-government, your fucking corporation. You have no authority in this country. You need to get the fuck out while you still can. Values, wrote Attorney General Garland. See, Attorney General, it is not supposed to exist. First fucking Congress of these United States created the office of Attorney General and gave themselves, granted, what did they use yesterday? Appointed themselves original jurisdiction over everything in this fucking country. And it was not run through the fifth article. It was the goddamn constitution it was written in was not even ratified by the people. This is just fucking, I have the power because I can afford the guns to back it. Well, we'll see who'll fucking die for your shit, you son of a bitch, because there's widows and orphans, and their helms aren't going to be protected while they're out here backing up your fucking treasonous mouths either. This is blatant fucking treason and sedition against we the fucking people and our law, the highest law in this land, the law of December 15, 1791. You call it the Bill of Rights. You better learn how to read that motherfucker, and you better understand that is written, ratified fucking law we can enforce with our fucking second article, our fucking guns, our fucking weapons of every fucking sort you can imagine, motherfucker. Those who dedicate their time and energy to ensuring that, those who dedicate their time and energy to ensuring that our children receive, no, they're not our children, they're our fucking children. My children are mine. That fellow's over there, children, now those are his fucking children. They don't belong. This ain't a fucking village and this ain't no goddamn communist collective. This is a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, which are clearly fucking outlined in law. Which you are in gross violation of. They won't even fucking, hey man, if I was bullshitting you guys, if I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about, they'd throw that up there and just tell me how wrong I was, wouldn't they? But you can't. It's written, ratified fucking law. You can't fucking say it doesn't exist. You cannot say that you are not in gross fucking violation of it. You cannot say that it is treason and sedition to violate it. And you cannot say that it is not the fucking, not only the right, but the responsibility of the fucking people to enforce that son of a bitch with lethal fucking force. You try taking away, what happened in fucking Concord? They came to fucking violate the fucking rights of the people. The people shot them down like fucking dogs. But hey, and they run counter to our nation's core. My fucking ass. That's what this fucking country was built on. Was you fucking leave me alone or I'll kill you. Values. You ain't got no fucking values. Fucking teaching 14-year-old boys to suck each other's dicks. That's what you do. You know, you're trying to give us a good education. Fuck you. Reading, writing, and arithmetic, son of a bitch. That's you were supposed to teach the children how to learn, not teach them how to be fucking perverts and how to be fucking pedophiled by you pricks. Attorney General Garland, you are a fucking violation of the ninth article of the People's Bill of Fucking Rights. You are fucking, you're exercising the authority that cannot fucking exist. You got it? And it's easy to fucking write out the fucking suit against you. It's easy to write out the civil fucking crime fucking indictment against you, son of a bitch. Your times are coming. Every dog has a day. There's plenty of people who thought they could conquer the fucking world. The Roman Empire, Greece, fuck you name it, man. Napoleon, how many people have thought that? Why do you want to, you, the whole fucking world, you maggot motherfuckers, you ain't worth the fucking 6 foot of ground it would take to bury your ass in. Those who dedicate their time and energy to ensuring that our children receive a proper education, is that a proper education? Fucking, do you want them teaching your fucking little kids fucking to be perverts? Say in a safe environment where they gotta wear a fucking mask around their a slave mask around their fucking mask and there's been no more people die this year than died last year than died the other. Everybody knows, you know, just like everybody knows 9/11 was bullshit. Everybody knows this fucking COVID's bullshit. But you go to call these cocksuckers out on any fucking thing. It's like the transportation thing. There's gonna be shortages. That the transportation industry, I was watching a documentary series. It was on a fucking Rome last night. I've been watching it for a few days, actually. And when Commodus was the emperor of Rome after Marcus Aurelius died, he took on just like fucking poor ass people. He actually people that were ex-slaves. That's who he put in the highest positions in his cabinet and in the and in the Senate. But this guy who was supposed to be his buddy because his communist was just a fucking, well, sex maniac and he wanted a party. He didn't want the fucking responsibility. So he passes it on to his fucking buddy and his fucking buddy, man, he decides he's going to take the whole fucking joint over. So what's he do? He interrupts the grain fucking, deliveries from, Egypt deliberately. And I mean the same goddamn terminology, you know, the transportation issues and fucking, communist finds out about it. So, you know, it's a transportation thing, you know, and stuff. Well, he's going, well, first communist asking, what was it? Wind? Water? What fucked with the cross? Why are the people out there ready to fucking hang my ass? Because there's no fucking grain. Well, there was, you know, there was disruptments in shipment and just the same fucking shit we're listening to right now. This is as old as fucking history itself. But I mean, this fucking perversion shit. That old lady that called me when I was on RBM, and I mean, and she fucking, she was from Romania. And she talked about when the fucking communists first came there. And how empowered she felt as a young woman. As a man, they were empowering the women. Everything was just, ooh, God, she thought it was just fucking the cat's pajamas. And then they started the queer shit. And then it got worse and worse. And she said, I see it happening here. It's the same fucking thing. It is pure fucking misery. If you want this, you're a fucking stupid ass. You're falling for it like you are some simple-minded son of a bitch is out there. Anybody that goes along with this, or else you're just a plain-ass communist who was a pedophile and you want it. And there's only just a handful of these son of a bitches people, 12 to 20%. We'd wipe them out in a day if we all could get of one fucking mind and on the same page. And quit worrying about our fucking mammon and start worrying about our grandchildren's lives. There'll be plenty of fucking mammon when we get rid of these fucking parasites. Oh. Threats against public servants are not only illegal, they run counter to our nation's core. What kind of threat are you talking about? No, I'm going to have you fucking recalled, son of a bitch. That's a fucking threat, ain't it? Oh, well, you can't do that because you can't, it's a union thing. Don't you, the unions are higher than the fucking people that fucking pay for the motherfuckers. How about this? Why don't you people do one goddamn thing in your whole miserable ass lives that you never figured you could do? Pull all your fucking children out of school and tell them to get rid of the fucking unions or there'll be no more goddamn public schools. And the public schools will be run locally. And they will be run by the people that are fucking who have children in the school will be the ones sitting on that board, and there ain't going to be no fucking filth, immorality, or any of this goddamn critical race theory designed to turn the people against each other by race. That's what it is. This is fucking deliberate. And it's just like these disruptions in, I don't see no less trucks out on the fucking road. And there's just no, we don't have no truck. And they're talking about nationwide goddamn shortages of workers. Nationwide shortage of workers in a country that has 100 million people out of fucking work. American nationals. Know what it is? You don't got slaves. See, once they establish this fucking lie and entrench it enough, then they'll start fucking, well, we're going to just have to take these illegals and let them take these jobs while the people are going, hey, fuck you. That's my job. Yeah, but you won't take that COVID shot. Well, you're not making that fucking illegal take it. Yeah, but he's not an American national, he's not an American citizen subject to our fucking legislation, so he doesn't have to take it. Gotcha, didn't we? And you people are getting, they were talking about in New York about the healthcare workers that were put out of fucking, you guys have been busting some fucking heads, right? You've been out there kicking the shit out of the fucking scabs that come to fucking take your fucking livelihood away from you and starve you into submission in violation again of the fucking 9th article, right? You're doing something, aren't you? We're going to protest. Protest till your fucking legs fall off. They'll laugh at you. What's a fucking protest? You don't like it? Tough shit. The protests don't hurt. Those who dedicate their energy ensuring that our children receive a proper education in a safe environment, huh? Curiously, Garland's letter didn't actually specify any credible threats. Because there ain't any. This is just their excuse. I mean, that's all we got. Why are you fucking making an international fucking policing force when you can't even have, a national policing force when you can't even have a local policing force outside the fucking sheriff and the sheriff's deputies and the fucking common law court? Why are you doing that? Why is it, COVID, just, it's COVID. Well, baby, COVID, that's all we're going to say. COVID, I mean, it's like a little child. You know, kids reach that little snot age when they'll say, kind of some kind of shit like that at you. And you start and do it about that time, and you give him a little whop on the ass, and he said, "Well, I guess you got another answer now." "Oh yes, Dad. By the way, what would you like to know?" But I mean, that's what it is. I mean, any fucking thing they do, they're shitting on our rights. They're shitting on our fucking independence, and telling us, "I got one here. It'll be next coming up." But I mean, telling us what they're going to teach our children. We're going to teach your little boys. Hey, mister. Yeah, you logger there. Yeah, but you lumberjack there. Yeah, you 7 foot tall, 230 pound solid fucking muscle fucking lumberjack. Come here. Yeah. We're going to teach your little boy to suck dicks. Oh, no, you're not. Hey, we'll bring the goddamn Stasi down here. Yes, and some skinny little son of a bitch that couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers. And this is what the fucking shit's all about. Those dirty fucking bastards at the top, they know they're wimps. They're pussies. They're cunts. They couldn't do nothing to nobody. You slap them with your hand, they would fall down on the ground and piss on themselves. But they're gonna fucking muscle up on you. Oh, well, we're gonna send in, FBI here, which fucking, by executive order does not exist because John F. Kennedy wrote a fucking executive order getting rid of the FBI, the CIA, and the IRS. And printed $40 billion in fucking Yankee greenbacks. That executive order's never been revoked. Like, I guess they just do what they fucking want to do now, don't they? Citing an increase in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against school board members. Well, if the fucking people who are employing you, if we're employing you, we don't have to fucking threaten you with or intimidate you. We just say you're fucking fired. So evidently we are not employing you, are we? And the people who are employing you don't fucking answer to us, evidently, do they? That means there is a breakdown in the fucking law. That means that the law is not being followed. We tell you, if you're the fucking public servant, like you cited up here, you do what you're fucking told, servant. You don't tell me to fucking shut the fuck up and you'll teach my kid what you fucking damn well please, and I'll take it, or else you'll fucking bring somebody. We'll bring the FBI down. We'll create a national Stasi. Targets. Fucking enemy fucking combatants. Bring it fucking on. We'll enforce our law on them motherfuckers too. You ain't got what it fucking takes. You're going to have to bring you already got your blue helmets in here. In fact, don't you? You already got your goddamn UN peacekeepers. You slipped them and sleezed them in. Obama slipped and sleezed them in. Trump slipped and sleezed them in. And now you got goddamn fucking deadhead up there with the Communist Committee, Barry Sanders and fucking, Barry Satoro and fucking AOC or whatever the fuck they call them, three fucking whores. What do they fucking call them, son of a bitches? They call them the squad, the Communist Committee that's running this goddamn country in violation of our fucking law. That's what you fucking got. And you're telling, because if we are the fucking masters of this fucking country and our jurisdiction is what our law says it is, there is no higher jurisdiction than we the people. There's no higher law than our fucking law. So when these son of a bitches tell us to shove our law, the bottom line, it should be, you son of a bitch right there, who signed the paper to put that fucking book into my fucking class and teach my kid this shit? I want to know your name because I'm coming after you in your private capacity. I'm taking you into the common law court. Oh, wait a minute. They already removed the common law courts. That is the first thing the communists did and the fascists, because they're both fucking here. Don't you think they ain't? The communists and the fascists in the name of capitalism making millions for me while you be my slave. They fucking abolished it. They abolished your courts without authority. In fact, in violation of the law. The 9th article makes it goddamn clear. They can't get rid of our goddamn common law courts. They can't get rid of our fucking superior authority. We're the fucking people that fucking own this place. You work for us, you fucking cocksuckers. If that fucking phony ass constitution had been real to start with, and to think, man, they hid those fucking anti-federalist papers all those fucking years. I searched for them, son of a bitches. When you in school, we teach you to read the Federalist Papers. You know, the Communists, the international fucking, corporate mafia fucking papers. See, well, yeah, goddamn, you can't fight City Hall. The hell you can't. You can go down there and sack that fucking place. If they are in violation of the fucking law, they're no different than anybody else in this country. You will obey the fucking law, or you will pay the fucking penalty. That's how it fucking works. And the penalty for treason and sedition is the fucking rope around your neck or a bullet through your fucking head. And you know it. That's why they're doing this shit like this. This is why they're bringing this shit out every day. Like, well, he's done decide we're gonna get to doing it. Your fucking threats are hollow. You're just piss ants. You're nothings. And the fucking people are starting to figure it out. First, when they first brought this shit out, there was somebody talking about it on the goddamn stupid box this morning. This is to scare everybody. So they'll quit coming to the public meetings and let them go ahead and do what they want to with their fucking kids. If you're of that irk, you deserve what you fucking get. If you're not, when they threaten you, you escalate. You fucking threaten me? Bring it the fuck on, motherfucker. You don't say, oh, I'm going to go be quiet. I don't want to look into me. I'm getting in trouble. No, you say, fuck you. I am the fucking jurisdiction in this goddamn country, you dirty son of a bitch, you fucking corporate piece of shit. And I call you out on your fucking own as an individual in your individual capacity. And I want my motherfucking courts back so I can fucking hang your fucking ass for treason and sedition against the people and the fucking ratified law of December 15th, 1791, which is the People's Bill of Fucking Rights. And you can look at that son of a bitch and you can sit and look, just watch the news at the same time and just look at the fucking violations. Why won't they bring that fucking document up, people? Why won't they bring that fucking document up? They'll bring up that goddamn Declaration of Independence. Oh, life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness for the rich, and we're happy when we got you enslaved. And that's the goddamn truth of it. That was the fucking aristocracy's paper. Ours was non-paper. It was with bullets. And it started at Lexington and Concord. Bullets. That's how we got to be the point of the freedom that we thought we were enjoying. So they had to keep the illusion alive, and not because they wouldn't like to try to stamp it out right then and there. But if you had the illusion of freedom, man, I mean, a free man, he fucking go, and all I gotta do is go out into the fucking wilderness and blaze me a fucking goddamn, a hunk of property and fucking, and, you know, chop down some trees and plant some crops, build me a cabin, and I got a home that belongs to me. No, you go and you do that. They tell you that's what you can do, but most of these people that went out had the balls to go out and do shit like that were illiterate. And they, like Daniel Boone. Goddamn, how many fucking settlements did that man fucking start? Going out into the wilderness, lost one of his sons, captured by the Indians for like a fucking year before he could escape the torture, the shit he went through. And then they come in with the goddamn, here comes the fucking pettifogging loggers that were never supposed to be on this fucking continent, that were never supposed to be here, the fucking Jews who were never supposed to be here. There once was a time when they weren't allowed to be here, you understand that, right? And here they come and, well, we end up, they take Daniel Boone to fucking court and steal his fucking goddamn home, his settlement and everything else, and he just go further into the fucking wilderness and do it again, instead of killing those cocksuckers when they could have. After that goddamn Revolutionary War, after the conclusion thereof, the reason there was even a civil war was because they didn't finish the fucking job. These people are saying that, hey, we are the ruling elite. Well, motherfucker, you're about to find out what goddamn the Tsar of Russia found out. The ruling elite can be a fucking hot spot at times. And your fucking asses are going in the ground. Your fucking monarchs are going to be crushed. You're going to quit fucking with people. Your Israel's going to be crushed. And we're going to have peace on this goddamn earth, and we're going to, goddamn you, I know you're going to hate this. Get ready for it, because it's going to hurt. We're going to have joy and happiness in our lives, you motherfucking misery-making bastards. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:37 Pacific Time, and that was Creedence Clearwater Revival with Born on the Bayou, and a lot of people out in them bayous. Wait, a lot of people out in the jungle everywhere. Fosse, there comes a time when you have to give up what you consider your individual rights of making your own decision. Is that right, you son of a bitch? Who the fuck are you? Were you? Who elected you? Oh, that's right. You're part of the CDC, which is a corporation that's in bed with fucking Bill Gates and the fucking pharmaceutical fucking companies, aren't you? But you know what, people? There's an oversight committee. This is how they're able, that's how they're allowed to run these fucking agencies. They're not allowed, but this is how they put it on paper. They're in fucking total violation of the ninth article since 1791. Well, since fucking Lincoln declared fucking martial law. In violation, without authority, in violation of the people's fucking authority. Anyway, so what's going on here is this son of a bitch is going to tell you, I want to know who's on that oversight committee for the fucking CDC. It's a private corporation. Who's doing the oversight on that agency? Who heads that fucking, committee that, does the oversight in the Senate or else in the, congressional committee on the fucking CDC? Because this is violation of the fucking law that you are licensing, that you are allowing to occur. You are in violation of your oath. You are in violation of the fucking Supreme Superior Law. You are in violation of the people's fucking rights. And you son of a bitches know exactly what you're fucking doing. So that's who's responsible for this, people. Make sure you understand that. It's easy to look up and see who's the head of the fucking goddamn oversight committee, who's there to make sure that these motherfuckers do not see, they can say, we're a corporation, so we don't have to follow the law. Yeah. Well, that oversight committee is supposed to be there to pull your fucking license if you don't, or pull your fucking funding if you don't. And they're licensing goddamn violations of the law. And they know they're doing it, man, and they don't like the fact that when you start finding out that that's how it's being done. Anyway, this is from 100% Fed Up, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. He's at it again. Dr. Anthony Fossey thinks he's the boss of America and can tell us all what to do. What you guys need to do is fucking find out. Who's on that oversight committee? Send him a fucking mandamus. Tell him to obey the fucking law. Show him what the fucking law is that's being broken. And tell him to obey that fucking law. And you know what? He can fucking obey it. Or he can ignore it. But the service enough is alone. Alone is enough to put his head in a noose in a fucking, in a goddamn common law court. As you can see, you were told to obey the fucking law, you motherfucker. You licensed fucking violations of law. You let a fucking non-elected fucking son of a bitch order the fucking American nationals around? Really? Under what authority did you do that, sir? You are in violation of the fucking law. You know you cannot fucking make the American people do anything, servant. See, they call themselves a servant in one fucking sentence, and now this son of a bitch that nobody knew, fuck, I didn't even know who this fucker was until about a year and a half or 18, 29 months, whatever it's been since we're just a little two-week curve here as they fucking slip that shit right up our ass, and then we find out that there is no such thing as COVID-19. It's never been isolated. And now that today I heard him talking about using the immunities of people who have had COVID-19 instead of the fucking vaccine because they would be better. And a person who has had the vaccine cannot give blood to vaccinate them. So then fuck, it is no kind of fucking immunity to it. It's the fucking common cold. Which there was no common colds last year, people. Did you know that? Wow. COVID must have wiped them out, huh? But he's at it again. Fossey thinks he's the boss of America and can tell us what to do. He was just on Face the Nation where he said, it's not clear if Christmas gatherings should be canceled yet. You're going to fucking tell me fuck you! And you, whoever you are in the finance committee, I'll find out. Fuck you, too. You treasonous son of a bitch. I accuse you of high treason and sedition against the people and the supreme law of this fucking land, ratified December 15, 1791, and you can't fucking change it. Because that ninth article is specific. You cannot deny, you cannot disparage, and that's what you're fucking doing, without authority and in violation of the law. And this, whoever's on that oversight committee, who's wearing that, taking off his corporate hat and putting on his fiduciary hat and issuing licenses for these fucking non-elected fucking pricks to fucking think they have authority over us. That son of a bitch's authority is what he's doing this under. That's the cocksucker that needs to be fucking, he needs to be brought to account. He needs to face justice for fucking licensing for violations of the law. Now he's on record saying there comes a time when you have to give up what you consider your individual right of making your own choice. Remember the fucking Patriot Act? Man, you people, you're going to have to give up some of your fucking freedoms and liberties because the CIA and Mossad ran a couple of planes into a buildings and then they demolished them. So, well, you're going to have to give up some of your freedoms because we got to go after these terrorist people who don't live in your country and have nothing. No! We do not ever have to give up any, not one tiny bit of our fucking freedoms and liberties. The ninth article makes that absolutely fucking clear. So you will fucking fight for that ninth article. You will fight for your autonomy, or you will accept the 14th Amendment and fucking slavery, and they'll have exactly what they want, the little serfs, like they had over in England. You're fucking, the little corporate fiefdoms. Can you imagine bending a knee to Bill Gates, that piece of fucking shit, or him coming in and fucking get your little child. We're going to take your child for the day. We need to talk to your child. Boom! You fuckers had better back the fuck away from us. We're not fucking around here. And you can see they keep changing their little tactics here, like with the booster shot. They couldn't get one more motherfucker to take that goddamn shot. They'd already got their 12 to 20%. Well, we'll get them all to take another booster shot and hurry them up to their death. That's how these son of a bitches thinking. This Fossey, this little piece of shit. Imagine that little cocksucker coming up to your house and telling you anything. He has no fucking judicial authority over you. No more than that goddamn cocksucker that's the head of the, oversight committee for the CDC. Which can't exist. We never gave permission for none of this shit. And they're supposed to be ruling at our leave. Not fucking ruling us. By any measure. And talking about, we're going to make your gun. See, we sit down and decided, and it's always these private agencies like this fucking CDC, that this is a medical issue. I don't give a fuck what you decided. I can fucking read the second article of my Bill of Rights, and you can't do a goddamn thing about my guns. You can't do a goddamn thing about me. Fuck off! You keep fucking pushing, you'll get what that fucking king got. And yeah, it is, and that's what's at our core. Our core, this country was created fucking bloody fucking war. That's how it was created. That's how our Bill of Rights came about, from bloody fucking war. And we will enforce it with bloody fucking war. So come on and instigate your goddamn war against our Bill of Rights. That's what the fucking king was doing. A whole year before the aristocrats came out and go, we need another, make our own country here because we want to be your corporate fucking lords. No, the people said, fuck you way before that. And they backed it up with bullets. And that's what you're about to see, you son of a bitches. So bring your fucking Stasi. You ain't got enough motherfuckers. That's all I'm telling you. You are going to obey the fucking law. But no, you're not. You're just going to fucking... Let's make war. Let's just get rid of every fucking one of you. And anybody who went along with this shit, I mean anybody who went along with this fucking treason to the smallest degree has to fucking at least be deported. Minimum. Deportation. And their deportation? No, we're not even giving you a barge. You get on the beach, you start fucking swimming, motherfucker. We owe you nothing but our contempt. He also wants to decide about Christmas gatherings for everyone. Oh, does he really? Well, I'll give you my answer right now. Fuck you. You no authority over me. And you can tell the son of a bitch sitting on that goddamn oversight committee, I said, fuck you. You have no authority over me. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national of these United States of America. I'm on a par with the king and queen and Ian. Go give her a fucking order. Go ahead. She'll laugh at you like I'm laughing at you. Fuck you. Only it's, I won't be back. She would have the goddamn British Army back her mouth. We'll back our own fucking mouths, just like we did back in 1775. And clear until we got you fucking pricks out of our fucking hair. But, you know, that's the whole thing. The lies and deceits. It was like watching that goddamn documentary last night on Rome. And fucking Marcus Aurelius is telling, you know, communists about going back to Rome. And because he's fucking dying. And he said, and he called a den of serpents. And tell me that ain't what every fucking state legislature, supposed to be state legislature, state corporation, and federal corporation, and local municipal corporation, tell me they all aren't a den of fucking snakes. They'd cut each other's throats. They'd fucking sell their own mother for fucking $2 to a fuck as a whore. They are the lowest form of fucking life to ever slither across this goddamn planet. And we're letting them fucking walk on us when we're fully fucking armed. This is fucking insanity. And we have the law on our side. It's written right there, the highest law in this fucking land, ratified by we the people, unlike their fucking constitution. Unlike anything they've ever fucking did. They cannot violate the fucking law. And if they do, then it's to us. Because they're not going to fucking police themselves for our fucking law that says we are the ones in control because they want to rule us. They want the good old days back. They wonder where you got kings and queens and guillotines. And they get a fucking, you know, they can just take and fucking, press you into service. And they can go war with another little fiefdom to try to gain some more. You know, fucking each, imagine across this country just a bunch of ton of little fiefdoms just like over there in fucking Europe in the old days. And they're all fucking, well, I'm gonna fuck this guy. Yeah, you stop working on that fucking, field you're fucking growing there. Yeah, your kids are going to starve. And yeah, you're still going to bring me 90% of whatever comes out of there, even if I want your kids starving. I don't really give a fuck because I'm a fat-ass fucking piece of fucking shit. And that's what they all are. They are the fucking lowest life on this goddamn planet, and everybody knows it. But you're going to go over here and you're going to fight this person you don't even know to get me more riches is what you're going to do. You think so, you motherfuckers? You think we'll fight for, we won't fight for our fucking own homes and hearths, but we're gonna be your fucking bitches? I don't think so. You better re-fucking think this, I shit you not. When this fucking breaks loose, man, I'm telling you, people have the bent up anger and the fucking, most of the people are starting to understand, they're looking at they're going, no, you can't do that. Well, you actually didn't really ever have no real rights, you see, after 240 fucking years. There was never really no rights. I know it was ratified by you guys and everything, but you never had the authority. You were always owned by us. We let you have that delusion so you would fucking settle this country, take it away from the original inhabitants, and bring the resources to bear to give us more riches, you see. And then we intend to split it up amongst ourselves, and it'll be the ancestors of the son of a bitches that went over there when they supposedly settled that fucking war. It'll be the descendants thereof. See, they'll get their corporate fiefdoms. That's what the whole agreement was over there. You let us be the lords over here. We'll pay you tribute. And you have after the War of 1812, they gave license to the fucking King of England to come across this country, rape the fucking resources. I didn't tell the people about it. No. We got jobs for you. See, we got jobs for you. You own this goddamn country. You're supposed to have a fucking debt-free currency so that you can access your fucking raw resources and fucking live quite comfortably. And go, and you know, I never understood people that wanted fucking just piles of wealth just to have it. So I want it so nobody else can. That is a sickness. But think how much better off our land would be, the land in this country. I mean, and they talk about the fucking, they're wanting this carbon tax. And it's the filthy fucking rich. It's the commies. It's the fascists. It's the goddamn capitalists, vulture capitalists, who try to pass fucking vulture capitalism off as free enterprise, my ass, not when the fucking money is controlled by a foreign fucking bank, a fucking international bank. How stupid, almost did it, didn't I? The bottom line is, these son of a bitches fucking, this is what they fucking want, and they think they're going to get it. They don't think that they're going to try, like this shit here, all threats. All we've been hearing now that since fucking he hit the fucking White House is threats that are in direct violation. They're telling you. Just like the goddamn ACLU that we're declaring war on your Bill of Rights. Really? That's what the King of England did. And you're going to get the same thing that son of a bitch got. Because our fucking freedoms and liberties are abso-fucking-lute. As long as we're willing to fucking enforce them with that second article. You took the goddamn common law courts out, for sure, through a sleazy fucking operation. Put in your private fucking British courts into our goddamn, and tried to make us fucking subjugated to them. But you didn't pull it off, buddy. That fucking Bill of Rights is still out there. It has never been changed. It can't be changed. The people who wrote it were fucking geniuses. They were smarter than you are. And they knew this day would come. And they knew that each individual one of us would have to make that decision, and that's a hell of a deal. It ain't like just come, well, I'm going to go march with the army and do my part. I mean, that's kind of comforting, but it's again, taking the easy way out. You want somebody else to even tell you when to fucking fight? To tell you to fucking, well, these people who are going to tell you to fight, they're not fighting for your fucking rights, okay? They want to tell you how to fight, but they got their own goddamn agenda, too. Just like the son of a bitches that fucking hired the private armies during the so-called Revolutionary War. Because they were under fucking the fucking command. They signed the fucking muster sheet. They were under the command of the fucking elitists that were the same son of a bitches that the people rose up against in the goddamn colonies. But it's for freedom and liberty, because that's what it had been. They let that be established by the people who fucking stood up in Concord and then went and surrounded Boston and shot the fucking British out of there. They let it be established that this is for fucking the people's rights. When they called those Continental Congresses, the first thing the people come in screaming was, Bill of Rights! Bill of Rights! No, you're gonna have your rights, man. But we need to make another country. We need to separate from England and be away from England. No, we need our fucking rights. We need fucking freedom, and we need liberty. We need what we work for to belong to us, because we fucking created it, you prick. You arrogant son of a bitch. You think the twat you dropped out of fucking gives you some kind of fucking higher authority over me? You got another thing coming, son of a bitch. Oh, mercy. Anyway, Dr. Anthony Fauci dropped a comment during the interview, Face the Nation, that will have Americans in disbelief. Fauci wants to keep the fear-mongering going on COVID that doesn't exist. COVID-19 does not fucking exist. I mean, they don't even fucking, I mean, when you tell them that, I don't know, and you say, well, where's the isolation study? How many, and you go past 20 slides, you know you can't even see nothing with that son of a bitch. It's all just a blur of fucking gunk. And so you just pick a chunk of gunk and say, oh, this is a virus. No, it ain't. That's a computer simulation, and it isn't no fucking virus. There is no fucking virus. That's why there can't be a vaccine, because there are no antibodies to it. Now, you can catch a goddamn flu out there, and they can get the flu. If there is a real flu out there, you could get it, past the common cold, a real flu like the Hong Kong flu, that shit like that, you could isolate it and you can get the immunities from the people who fucking build the immunities up fighting it off and survive. And you can know what, you can look at the son of a bitch, you can recreate it synthetically, and you can fuck it actually, I mean, it's like the smallpox. They used to just take a fucking needle and thread, run it through a fucking, one of the pustules that was on the smallpox victim, and then run it through your fucking skin, and that was inoculation. But with this shit they're doing here, this is putting goddamn platelets in your fucking DNA. This is to change who you are. And this dirty son of a bitch in Mangalam, a wussy, pussy-looking son of a bitch to begin with. Well, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to let you guys have. Who the fuck are you? Where's your authority? Oh, it's in that oversight committee. Who's running that son of a bitch? That's what you people, somebody look it up. Look it up. Who is the head of the oversight? Who sits on the oversight committee for the fucking CDC? Every one of these fucking unelected fucking agencies has a fucking oversight committee. And there's some son of a bitch who's supposed to be working in the fiduciary, but he's kind of working for the corporation. And if the corporation needs something put through to pretend that it's fucking law under that fucking fraudulent 14th Amendment, well, then they put on their fiduciary hat. And for them to have even something like the CDC to exist, it would have to have oversight, because it's not an elected fucking position, because the people never gave no goddamn permission for it. Plain and simple. We did not acquiesce to you. Anyway, should be canceled. Perhaps the question was worded wrong because people won't be canceling Christmas anytime, anytime, much less anything Fossey has to say about COVID, whatever the fuck it is, not. COVID-19 doesn't exist. No, Anthony Fossey, you don't get to control Christmas. You hear this as the people starting to talk to you, and more people are getting pissed every day, and more people are getting more pisseder. And you send your fucking Stasi out here to start trying to shove people around that have enough fucking guns to take this whole fucking world over, and enough fucking ammo to do it? You're a fucking fool. Send your goddamn UN bastards in here. We'll fucking bury those son of a bitches as fast as you can send them in. They have no jurisdiction on this goddamn piece of property. The jurisdiction belongs to we the people. Read the fucking law. December 15, 1791, ratified by the several fucking states, which are elected representatives of the fucking people. That means it belonged to us, and that ninth article says you cannot fucking create an authority higher than that. And that's what you have been doing with these phony fucking agencies. We have an oversight committee, see, so it's all right if we put up something like the CDC. Well, oversight committee, Mr. Chairman, who's licensing this fucking non-governmental agent, because it's not government, it is a fucking private goddamn corporation, 501c3. You are licensing violations of the law, you son of a bitch. That's high treason. That's treason and sedition. You cannot fucking license a violation of the Bill of Rights, you motherfucker. But they see, they can't change so much as a comma in it. They can't touch it. The ninth article says so. They know they can't touch it. They know if they make the attempt to try to remove, if they just went just like, you know, the ACLU were running their mouth, we're declaring war on the Bill of Rights. And we're just saying, and then you got a thing coming up for the Supreme Court to just remove the Bill of Rights. Do it. I fucking dare you. Do it. You ain't gonna do shit. I'm sick of this is old commie shit. Threaten, and everybody's supposed to get scared. You see when these people have been fucking raising all the hell over this bullshit in these fucking government fucking schools ran by fucking private corporations, also who have oversight committees and chairmen thereof, who can be charged with high fucking treason for licensing fucking violations of the fucking law. But I mean, you fucking just look at it for what it fucking is. You got goddamn people who, non-elected, son, I'm sorry, isn't that like a king? You know, God decided that he's going to be on the throne. Well, the fucking people didn't. I like on a fucking quest for the Holy Grail. I didn't vote for you. You're not my king. And you're not Fossey. You're a fucking treasonous piece of shit. And so is the son of a bitch that heads the oversight committee and everybody on that oversight committee for the CDC, because you cocksuckers are licensing violations of written, ratified fucking law. Plain and simple. How long do you think it takes to convict you in a fucking common law court? It doesn't matter. You've declared war on us now. When you declare war, war is fucking war. We're not fucking doing court cases anymore. The paper's out the fucking window. We'll write some new fucking papers when we get through firing our fucking rounds. You sons of bitches. But your asses are going. You are not going to enslave our people. You are not going to subjugate our fucking people. Give it fucking up. Many have tried in the past. I know you think you got it, man. You know, you're actually right now they're fucking sitting there going, they don't know where to shit or go blind. Because the people are fucking resisting. They didn't expect it because, like I said before, they sent the communists that were in charge of fucking building communism in the United States of America, send them the goddamn photos, I mean the videos of these assholes walking around with their pants down around their legs with their shitty asses sticking out. Goes, here's America, we could take this easy. But you showed them a few fucking pieces of trash that we fucking should have been took out a long fucking time ago. That's all you showed them. You didn't show them, hey, wait, there's some more motherfuckers here. In fact, the most of the motherfuckers here aren't like that. They are not going to fucking put up with this shit. They're not going to put up with you fucking telling a grown man telling my 14-year-old kid to suck dick. I would fucking rip your fucking head off and shit down your fucking throat, motherfucker. You, who the fuck do you think you are? That's fighting, God. That's goddamn, what the hell's the word I'm looking for? When there is no law, when there's a breakdown of the law, it's called, force majeure. Force majeure, you motherfucker. You said that to my fucking kid? You fucking pervert. You fucking pedophile. Now you'll face me. You son of a bitch. These people, it's like one of these teachers over here. I mean, it was like a girl in seventh grade. He fucked her. He was fucking a girl in seventh grade. I know the people. They couldn't even fire that son of a bitch. He didn't go to jail. No sex jacket. He went on and fucking finished his fucking career. It's been this way for a long time, people, and it's time for it to fucking stop. We gotta fucking stop it. We gotta fucking stop it. We gotta fucking stop it. Quit being cowards and stand up and fucking knock the piss out of these pricks. Anyways, we're past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, man, just think about it. The Fiduciary Committee, start looking them up. See who's overseeing the fucking CDC and Pfizer, any of these fucking pharmaceutical. They have oversight. So who's on the oversight committee? Who's the head of that oversight committee that's licensing this fucking violations of the law? Licensing it like they have the authority to do so. That is an act of high fucking treason. And that is the word from the trenches.